Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to get into a topic that I obviously don't like discussing, but I think it's something that, as just rational, sane people, we should think through. Definitely not lose sleep over, but we should think through. Unfortunately, we live in a world right now that is tumultuous, to say the least. So I wanted to start by sharing a tweet. I've listened to Dr. Pippa Malmgren, and if you're not following her on Twitter, or if you haven't heard her on Macro Voices, I'd strongly suggest doing so. I think she's one of the foremost experts in these geopolitical matters. And she's been saying that you really got to negotiate or use diplomacy, try to use diplomacy with Putin. And I know a lot of people said, well, that's impossible. Oh, okay. But what you're saying is that you want nuclear war. Because, I'm not saying this is a prediction or anything like that, but the experts that I'm listening to are pretty much saying that Putin might not be insane or out of his mind like the Western media would lead you to believe. There could be some rationale. Maybe there's not. I think it's far more nuanced. You know, the mainstream media and the people on social media like you to believe that there's this cartoonish view of not only Putin, but Russia, to where they're just all bloodthirsty warmongers and, you know, they're all racist and homophobes and they just want to go back 100 years and take over the territory that used to be Russia. And therefore, you can't use diplomacy because they would rather just destroy the nation or just nonsense stuff, just absolute nonsense. That may be some of it, but that's just scratching the surface. And I think these issues are always incredibly complex. And to have just some sort of bumper sticker, cartoonish type of opinion, I think you're doing yourself a disservice because you're completely ignoring reality. Therefore, you're completely unable to predict probabilities of important things occurring in the future that you could prepare for now from a standpoint of a personal standpoint, the standpoint of your portfolio. If you don't own gold, you should. I'll leave it at that. That's not investment advice. That's just, that's what I would tell one of my family members. So let's get into this. So I tweeted out, and I've just been trying to immerse myself in as much objective, rational discussions on the topic as I possibly can to try to just really get a hold on what is happening here, trying to sift through the noise. And like I said, it seems, and obviously I hope I'm wrong or the people I'm listening to are wrong, but it seems as though most experts on this are saying you got two options with Putin. You got diplomacy or nuclear war. I know a lot of people say you can't get diplomacy. They're saying that in the comments here, the replies to this or tweets or whatever. They're saying, oh, you'll never get diplomacy with Putin. Okay, just realize what that means. Realize what that means. And these people that are saying you cannot get diplomacy, I think one of the mistakes they're making is they're not even trying to understand the nuance of the Russian view here. And I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not saying, what I am saying is most people don't understand. They haven't taken the time. They just want to believe what all their friends believe or, you know, something like that. And I always want to go back to Thomas Sowell. And he said, there are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. I'm not saying diplomacy is great. I'm not saying that I want Putin to take over Ukraine or, you know, I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm just saying that you've got two choices and both of them are really, really, really bad. So, you know, let's get rid of the emotion and let's try to just sit down and really think through this here and try to do a cost benefit analysis and try to figure out how we should move forward. But my big concern here, as I've expressed on videos today, is people getting so emotional that they aren't even open to diplomacy or they think it's impossible. And we cannot allow ourselves to succumb to this type of pressure. We can't allow ourselves to succumb to the emotion, no matter how hard it may be, because this is what we're dealing with here, diplomacy or nuclear war. And again, I hope there's a third option, but from the research I've done, I don't see one. And well, I shouldn't say that because it's always a matter of probabilities, right? It's not a 0% probability that there's another option. I think there's a low probability. Well, actually, hopefully we get the diplomacy, you know, hopefully saner minds prevail here on their side and in the opposing sides. And, you know, this is a complex situation. I was reading stuff about what Ukraine has done in the past. There's some things they've done that it's not good. Not that it would warrant this, obviously, I'm not saying that. But they're definitely not the angel in the story. As far as the politicians, not the people. The people, obviously, it's completely different. The people are just are caught in the middle of something that's just horrific. But I would argue the Russian people are being penalized as well for the arrogance of the politicians on both sides. But then you go back, and I think NATO is they've got to take some blame, or the people who were behind this going back to the 1990s. Like I said, it's very complex. You got to study it. But you won't study it if you allow yourself to get too emotional. So that's my point.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
Let's go into this recent podcast from Tom Woods, one of my favorites. And one thing that's great about Tom is you know that you're going to get at least he's going to attempt to get a calm, rational, well thought out view that's full of nuance. And I think right or wrong, that's what we need right now on both sides of the debate. So this person that he interviewed is a Russian expert, Gilbert Doctorow. And I went to his website. Definitely looks like he's pro-Russia. It looks like that. I don't know. But I listened to this entire interview. And regardless of whether or not he's pro-Russia or anti-Ukraine or whatever, the guy has got an incredible insight as to what has happening. And whether you agree with him or you don't, I think you got to pay attention to this. Can't just, you know, nowadays everyone likes to just listen to people who they like to get into this echo chamber and just they like to be this confirmation bias where you're just going and hearing other people say what you want to hear. And I think there's a lot of danger in that right now. So let's listen to what this gentleman says. And again, I'm not here to scare you or stress you out. I'm just here because I think you guys, I'm just playing this because I think this is something you guys need to be privy to and think about. So let me make sure I've got the screen share on. Yeah, I do. Okay.
Supposing you had, because you do have, only 30 to 60 seconds with the average American, and you wanted to say something that you thought would be helpful for that person to grasp what's going on, what would you say?
Your life is in danger. And if you have any doubts about it, they will be resolved in the next few weeks. Because if this escalation continues. You can be certain that Russian submarines carrying these phenomenal new weapons will be surfacing just outside U.S. territorial waters. We are at a historic moment, and I hope there will be historians to record it afterwards. But Mr. Putin has been on record that he does not contemplate a world without Russia. And if the American intent is to destroy Russia, then the American intent will be self-destruction. It will be literally the end of the world. Now, I hope there are enough people who have pens and can write to their congressmen and can pass that message along, because it hasn't sunk in yet. The country is facing an existential threat of its own making, and the escape from this threat is in front of everybody's nose. It's to do a deal with Mr. Putin, which will not be humiliating, which will not sacrifice American prosperity, but which will sacrifice its hegemonic control of the whole world, which has a very poor record in the last 30 years. So my recommendation is to take a pen and write to your congressman and say, oh, woman, and to your senator and say, fellas, our nation's existence is in the balance. Smarten up and prepare to compromise.
So I think you guys get the gist of what this person's opinion is. If you couldn't hear what he was saying, basically he believes that Putin has weapons that are incredibly advanced, and he also has submarines. For whatever reason, seems completely bizarre to me, or unbelievable, I think is a better word, that the United States doesn't have something that would detect this. But according to this gentleman, and he could be wrong, of course, I think we need to listen to people who have nuanced views, and then we can determine what is right and wrong. But if we just, again, if we don't listen to people who maybe have a different view or a view we find uncomfortable, that's the wrong thing to do, especially right now. So he believes that, again, Russia has extremely advanced nuclear weapons, maybe more so than the United States. And they have these submarines that the United States, for whatever reason, cannot detect. And it's his view that if this continues to escalate, and if Putin is put into a compromising position, or if he wants to just send a message to the United States, he is going to have one or multiple of those submarines surface. I think later in the conversation, he said maybe off the coast of New Jersey. Bottom line, the coast of the East Coast of the United States. And this is what we're dealing with right now. This is the reality of the situation. And we can either stick our heads in the sand and pretend that this doesn't exist and it'll just go away on its own, or we can be cognizant of it, try to understand the nuance of both sides, the Ukrainian side, the Russian side, the NATO side, the US side, the Germans, the Europeans. I mean, we need to do our best to use critical thinking and try to put ourselves in the shoes of other people. Because at the end of the day, well, let me back up. I've had the opportunity to visit well over 40 countries. And one of my main conclusions from all my world travel is that people may have different religions. They may have different languages. They may eat different foods. But we're all human beings, and we're all very, very similar. Whether you're Russian, whether you're Ukrainian, whether you're Iranian, whether you're South African, Australian, American, it doesn't matter. And so I think we've got to remember that as we're trying to do our best to understand views that we currently may oppose. And that's probably not a strong enough word, but I think that's what the world needs right now is people who are willing to take the emotion, set it aside, and try to, again, put themselves in the shoes of others, even if they are your enemy. That's the only way that we get out of this. I think that's our best option here. You know, I was listening to another video that I'd strongly suggest from Russell Brand. who I think has a very good take on this. It's just his most recent video, if you guys want to look it up, but I even wrote it down. He said that explaining or even understanding the view of others is not condoning their view. So trying to understand the view of Russia is not condoning the view of Russia. And I think that's one of the main points I'm trying to make, is that if you want to determine what the probability is of this really escalating, like we're talking about, and I hope it's a 0% probability, but you need to start to understand, not just ignore, bury your head in the sand, get emotional, and seek out more confirmation bias and echo chambers. So I think that's the message that I wanted to get across. And again, I just want to be very clear that I don't mean to scare people. I don't mean to be hyperbolic. I'm just trying to deliver information as I get it. And as I'm thinking it through for myself and my own family, I'm trying to think out loud and let you guys be a part of that thought process. So hopefully we can, as a group, as a country, as fellow human beings, we can stick this landing and get out of this really, really, really bad situation with as little collateral damage as possible. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.